My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, and international star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can see them live at the Reagan Building every Friday and Saturday evening. You can go to capitalsteps.com to learn more about the group. Their most recent CD is Mock the Vote, which we're about to do for the 2016 campaign cycle. But Elena, this week has been the week of deals. Of course, there was the Iranian nuclear deal, which is landing with very mixed reviews here in Washington. But overseas, you know, a week ago, most of the attention was on Greece, which rejected a debt relief offer, then going to European creditors. And I know people are already nodding off with their debt relief offer, which has been accepted. And now it's been approved by the Greek parliament. And so basically, long story short, the Greeks owe tens of billions of dollars to Europe, which they'll probably never be able to repay, but they got new terms, which means they owe more. And I don't know why I'm telling this story, because the Capitol Steps have done a magnificent job already of putting this together.
That's right. It's not easy to make fiscal crises funny. So we wrote this medley to the tune of all the songs from Greece, about Greece, and I think we realized that even fiscal humor is funny if you make your performers look ridiculous, which is what we do in the live show, singing all these tunes from Greece and talking about Greece the country. So
you got slick,
here you have it.
Slick back hair, poodle skirts, leather jackets, and the whole,
that's right.
The whole thing here. All right, well, here's the Capitol Steps. Get cutting to the chase here with the Greek financial crisis.
Hello? I am German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and we have a situation in Europe. It seems that the Germans are the only people not spending too much money. While the rest of the countries were out shopping, the Germans were at home practicing their marching. And now they want us to bail out the rest of Europe. Now this would really annoy us if we didn't have such a good sense of humor! So, in order to raise some funds, I present to you a new musical, Grease. Get your tickets now. Only 12 billion euros. Starring Greek Prime Minister of the Week, Lucas Spanakopita, Hapan Papadopoulos. French President François Hollande. And me, Angela Merkel. Hit it. Don't tell Greeks how they should run their lives, but you cannot retire when you are 25. We're all in danger, we must make a deal.
It's quite ironic that Greece is the squeaky wheel.
Greece is the worst.
Greece is the worst, is the worst, is the worst. But now the euro is in trouble and they like to blame the Greeks.
Keep talking, oh, keep talking.
An economic bubble cause we work 10-hour weeks.
We'll keep their money, you bet we'll keep their money.
We'll send gifts to show remorse.
Not another Trojan horse.
Here's another way to go.
Charge a grand for each gyro.
Greece is frightening.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, Greece is frightening, you're wondering what the Greeks are doing.
Greece frightening, oh, Greece frightening.
Oh, Greece is frightening, we've always had a thing for ruins.
Greece frightening, oh, Greece frightening.
We are a real Achilles heel. A Greece is frightening.
Mein heart is saying fool, forget ya. As head of state, I should let go.
I'd be rude to them. That's just what I intend to do.
We're hopelessly devalued, it's true.
Summer days looking so lean.
Spending ways beyond their means.
We just don't know what to do.
I'd surrender if I were you.
There's no doubt we should not bail you out, but oh.
maybe China might.
Well, 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 tell me more, tell me more.
Here's the best thing to do.
Tell me more, tell me more.
How about talking to who? Who? The Chinese guy.
China could save us for sure.
But in an hour, you'll be hungry for more.
China could give Greece a start. They could build a great Walmart.
Someone sane would not save us again, but we think China
might.
Oh, fiscal irresponsibility has never been so much fun.
Dance to it.
Yes, exactly. You guys did that. You guys did a great job of putting that together. And, you know, it reminds me, and I think it's even better what you did, the time that Saturday Night Live basically did kind of a We Are the World type thing to explain Whitewater back in the Clinton days.
Well, we should do that's what we should do live, Aid for Greece. We should just do a big, you know, we should have all the Bruce Springsteens and and Bono and all that.
Somehow I don't think the response is going to be quite as robust for that as for starving children. But, you know, I could be wrong.
We'll keep doing our bit. Who knows?
Exactly.
We've had Well, even Greece has had a better week than Atticus Finch, though.
Oh, my word. Talk about hijacking history. Holy
smokes. Strange story of the week, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it's one of them. It's not the only one. Oh, man. And I hope your Donald Trump impersonator is having fun with all the attention.
Oh, man. And he's not backing down. And I keep thinking he's going to say, hey, this is costing me money. But he's not saying that. So here's to the comedians.
Amazing. Elena, as always, great to have you with us. Talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Elena Newport of the Capitol Steps. Join them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online, capitalsteps.com. Their most recent CD is Mock the Vote. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.